אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 813.
We're reading the writings of the, it's the introduction to the writings of the last generation. The writings of the last generation introduction.
משל לחברה רעבים וצמאים התועים במדבר והנה אחד מהם מצא מקום ישוב בכל טוב התחיל נזכר באחיו האומר
There is an allegory about friends who were lost in the desert, hungry and thirsty. One of them had found a settlement filled abundantly with every delight. He remembered his poor brothers, but he had already drawn far off from them and did not know where they were. What did he do? He began to shout out loud and blow the horn. Perhaps his poor hungry friends would hear his voice, approach him, and come to that abundant settlement that is filled with every delight. So is the matter before us. We have been lost in the terrible desert along with all of humanity. And now we have found a great abundant treasure, namely the books of Kabbalah and the treasure. They satisfy our yearning souls and fill us abundantly with lushness and contentment. We are satiated and there is more. Yet we remember our friends who were left hopelessly in the terrible desert. There is a great distance between us, and words cannot bridge it. For this reason, we have set up this horn to blow out loud so that our brothers might hear and draw near and be as happy as we. Know, our brothers, our flesh.
If there are questions along the way, go ahead and ask.
Know, our brothers, our flesh. That the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah is the knowledge of how the world came down from its elevated heavenly place until it reached our ignoble state. This reality was necessary, as the end of an act is in the initial thought, and his thought acts instantaneously, for he needs no tools to work with as we do. Thus, we were emanated in infinity in utter perfection from the start, and from there we came to this world. It is therefore very easy to find all the future corrections which are destined to come.
Meaning, of course, we are reaching the premeditated planning in itself. Nothing happens just like that in creation. Everything follows cause and consequence, cause and effect in all the actions that cascade from one another. And we are all written there. Each of us and all of us together have a place there and orders and purposes. And therefore, by learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, we can know our fate, our future, how we incarnate. And perhaps we will also be able to change things to our benefit, which is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed to us. The plan of creation, the form of creation, with all of the free choice, etc. This is why it was given for us to use. Because on the one hand, of course, everything happens on us from Ein Sof. On the other hand, we can know about it and change it. Because specifically by changing, when we change our development, our destiny, by this specifically by this, we realize our destination, our vocation in creation, so it's worth our while. Yes, Moti?
I have to admit that I don't like this life, but maybe our brothers will hear, come closer, come near, and will be happy as we are. Why the doubt?
because it's not up to us, and maybe not up to them, maybe it's up to the upper force. Meaning, we need to make efforts, and whether they hear or not is not our doing. But we have to act full out, as if it depends only on us.
On the other hand, we're responsible. It's upon us.
Yes.
The mission and everything.
But know that you have the responsibility to shout out loud and invite them to join in to the process of correction that we have, because we have seemingly found the method of correction, and we want everyone to come closer to it, to approach it, on one hand. On the other hand, we need to understand that it's not up to us. We just have to do what we must, and hope that with the help of the Creator, the help of the upper force, and through our efforts, and it depends on our efforts. So there are two elements here, we and the upper force. And all of humanity, which we invite, are still not performing any active work on their own. So we cannot blame them in any way or accuse them. It all depends on us and on the Creator. And even the Creator seemingly depends on us. So because along the way there are several problems and elements, we say, perhaps, maybe they'll approach us. This is how I understand it.
But still, it depends on the relations we have with the Creator, our prayers.
In every way. Yes, this is why he writes it. If it weren't this way, he wouldn't write it. Why does he write? Why does he have an interest in writing? Because there is a possibility to save humanity from going through a very long way. Relatively, we've been on the path of correction a very short period of time, since the days of Adam HaRishon, the days of Babylon. According to our numbering of years of the cycles of the Earth, planet Earth around the sun. We still don't understand how much we can spare ourselves through our efforts, how much it's worthwhile for us to exert so as not to experience very, very difficult states to all of humanity, which are not good, not in our eyes or in the Creator's eyes. We should make an effort. It all depends on our dissemination. Let's continue.
Through it, we know how to correct our ways. Henceforth, like man's advantage over the beast, where the spirit of the beast descends, meaning sees only from itself onward,
meaning only for itself,
without the intellect or wisdom to look into the past so as to correct the future. Man's advantage over it is that the spirit of man ascends into the past and looks into the past as one looks in the mirror and sees one's flaws so as to correct them. Similarly, the mind sees what it has been through and corrects its future conducts.
He's trying to explain to us that there is no righteous man on earth who does good and will not sin, because only through sins, through mistakes and falls, that we feel, see, and perhaps we fall several times until we discover we have fallen, until we discover that it's not good, all kinds of discernments in the declines. And after that, we correct ourselves. But only after the descents, blows, disappointments, problems, can we correct ourselves, and not otherwise. Our will to receive will not waste an ounce of energy, calories, efforts to do something good, meaning toward correction, unless it feels that it saves it from trouble. Clear, right? Again, that sentence.
האיך לתקן דרכנו מכאן ולהבא, כמו מעלת האדם על הבהמה, שרוח הבהמה יורד למטה, כלומר, שאינו רואית אלא ממנה והלאה, ואין לה שכל ובינה לראות מהעבר עליו כדי לתקן העתיד. נוסף עליה האדם, שרוח האדם עולה למעלה, כלומר, להעבר, ומסתכל בהעבר, כמו אדם המסתכל במראה ורואה לתקן את פגמיו, כן השכל רואה בהעבר עליו ומתקן את דרכיו על מכאן ולהבא.
זאת אומרת, כל העיקר הלימוד שלנו מהעבר.
Meaning, our learning is mainly from the past and from the bitter past. You all listening?
אבל שאנחנו נלמד מזה.
But we should learn from this and make the right decisions going forward. What?
We see that mankind doesn't learn from the past, actually.
This is why it keeps making mistakes. Meaning you are certain to make a mistake every step of the way, but your mistakes should be from new discernments. Every time you will take a step forward correctly according to the past. That's half the step. And another half of the step you will take will be new and will be a mistake. From this you will learn how to take the right step forward, and that way you always have mistake correction, mistake correction.
This process, how is it different than what's happening today?
Humanity is not changing. Humanity is still not changing. It is not going toward correcting its will to receive, although it is discovering that it harms it, but the method is still not working. The method is not working. You see, they keep falling into the same states.
Seemingly.
They're not learning. Why?
They're trying to, but...
No. They're trying to learn, but they can't. They can't learn because their progress is not progress according to nature. They're not taking a step forward above their egos, which is why they're not checking themselves with regard to their egos, what happened. We didn't succeed. Okay, so let's try it a different way right now. And then the other way is still inside the ego, not above it, not against it, not in a different direction. So they keep making mistakes. So they're walking around like a dog chasing its tail. You see, they're going into the same problems.
So actually, they don't correctly analyze what's the reason for a failure?
Yeah, and the reason being man's nature, and we have to go above nature. A step forward means I'm going above man's nature, human nature. That's the step forward. It's not in technology or in using the ego, but in going above the ego, at least a little bit. In this way, we can advance, meaning learn from the past. Yes, Dudi.
Also about learning from the past, I'll give an example. Today is the National Holocaust Day, and I see that we're really proud about what we have achieved after 100 years. We have a country and offsprings, and we kind of rebuilt our nation. No one looks at it as something that we should learn from, but to the contrary, look how much better we became, how strong we became.
You understand what stupidity this is? How by this we are bringing on ourselves the next Holocaust? because we learned nothing. There's none so wise as he experienced. So where is our wisdom? We are the most stupid. Because whatever troubles we go through, we're not learning from this. Other nations would have learned from this. We, on the other hand, are going into the same trouble all over again. You can see how Jews are behaving everywhere. This is a very clear, explicit example that we are lacking the power of Kabbalah, this approach. What is the power of Kabbalah? Going above, slightly above our nature, against our egos. Against the ego, practically speaking, is a little bit toward connection between us. Without this, we'll fall into the same trouble and even worse. Because if you didn't learn through what happened before, now you should get a far worse lesson.
So he says to turn to our miserable and hungry brothers, but they're also deaf.
It doesn't matter. The problem is with us. We are not approaching them. We're not approaching them enough. We should still look for more ways to shout out, to draw attention, to invite through every form of media, in every possible way. Who's looking at this Holocaust? There are a few organizations that deal with it. They collect money and conduct all kinds of events. That's it. Those who went through the Holocaust have almost all died. So it's as if we learned nothing. Meaning the fact that we're not, by not learning from the past, we are preparing for ourselves a far worse blow for the future. And because if it happened in Europe and in other countries, now it'll be all over the world. That's in terms of location. In terms of power, it'll be far worse than before. And it will be... should I put it? Under the guidance and the supervision and the monitoring of the UN and UNESCO and all those decisions, just like Germany decided you have to annihilate the Jews from planet Earth. There's a museum in the Czech Republic. In Prague. There's a museum. That gave Hitler the idea. Let's have a museum of Jews. We are going to annihilate them. So there should be a place where we will show everyone who they were, what they were, like you're talking about the dinosaurs. We will just annihilate all of them until they become extinct. So they collected all kinds of things there, artifacts, and created a museum. So now you will have this decision, just like Germany decided, a policy, a clear policy. There will be a United Nations decision and all the other international organizations that this is it. You know, we can see that this part is harmful to you, to humanity, so what are we going to do? What are we going to choose? Are we going to prefer the 10 or 15 million or the 8 billion? So clearly, everyone feels that this part is the troublemaker. And all the troubles in the world are because of them. Very simple. So they will meticulously and methodically, this is what they will do. Unless we draw the attention of the Jews, that only on condition that we want it to change, will it change. Otherwise, this is where it is headed, and very quickly.
Yes. So I understand that we have to intimidate them.
The problem is that this too is not really working. I understand that along with dissemination, we ourselves must be organized, united, drawing, reforming light, and with all of our hearts wanting to pass it on to them. This is called the calling out loud. This is called blowing the horn, shouting out loud, inviting them. It is not through the media, with all due respect to your work. It is through our inner work. And this is where we have to place our attention. And out of this terrible, terrible internal distress.
And what do we expect of them? Nothing?
That if we shout out loud in this way, they will wake up. Only the inner cry. We do have to do it on the surface as well. But it's on the level of this world, in the powers of this world. It is hardly relevant. What counts most is our inner work with our intention. Our inner force should work here.
So it's 100% up to us?
100% on us, and not at all on our leaders or on Trump or on Merkel or anyone else.
When we say that it's foolishness that they don't learn from the past, we're actually talking about ourselves.
That too, especially we. All right, let's see. He writes. Yes, keep going.
Thus, beasts do not evolve. They are still in the same state in which they were created. For they do not have, as man does, the mirror by which to see how to correct things and gradually evolve. Man develops day by day until his merit is secured and sensed, and he will ride on the high planets. But all this refers to the natures outside of us, the nature of our surrounding reality, our food and mundane affairs. For this, the natural mind is quite sufficient. However, internally, in ourselves, although we do evolve some, we evolve and improve by being pushed from behind through suffering and bloodshed. It is so because we have no tactic by which to obtain a mirror to see inside man, which they had in past generations. It is even more so regarding the interior of the souls and the worlds, and how they came to such dreadful ruin as today's, where we have no safety in our lives. We will be subject to all sorts of slaughter and death in the coming years, and all admit that they have no counsel to prevent it.
Okay, anything to add, to ask? About this? Yeah.
It seems as though he begins this explanation with the wisdom of Kabbalah. In essence, is the explanation of how the wisdom is revealed from top down to this world, showing us a mirror of this development. This is the uniqueness of the wisdom of Kabbalah. There's no other wisdom that explains how things cascade from top down.
I don't know. You could explain it, by the way, to people, because it might give them some more appreciation to what we're saying and to what we're learning. But it's not like, well, perhaps I am personally built in such a way that really draws me and appeals to me because it's got some rational foundation that I can see is correct in parts of creation, and I can attribute it and relate it to other sciences. So yes, you could use it.
I'm asking because also you always say that nature is pushing us toward connection, it's the general plan, and also he speaks of it in an article where he talks about us reaching our brothers and so on.
Yeah, he's talking a very simple human way without any Kamala or anything.
So that's the thing. People that have no feeling for spirituality or point in the heart, this concept that there's a wisdom that explains how we cascaded, is it something that can be grasped in the public ear?
I think yes. I think this is also what we explained in the book, like a bundle of reeds. Because if you give the general picture and where it stems from and people, it's not like they believe you or don't believe you, but they begin to see that what you're saying happens in all kinds of parts of creation before us, like human society, parents, children, etc. So as a result, they see that you are not bizarre.
So we should depict this model in different ways?
I think we should have that as well.
Even though that, in the meantime, just for it to be absorbed in people in the meantime.
Yeah, if we can tell it in a succinct and simple way, we should do this. It gives a picture to it creates a picture to a person. What, Nessie?
Can I update regarding the Congress?
All right, give it.
So we heard that everything's up to us, so we all register for 3 days. Today we'll have a special training in which we'll learn how to talk to the people, how to invite friends in a good and nice way. We'll learn who to invite. We'll learn how to talk. We'll be informed about the content of each and every evening. We'll accompany the friends in every moment on the Congress and to make sure that they'll have a wonderful experience. How to prepare them before the Congress so that they'll continue with us after the Congress. We'll learn how to invite friends through the internet, WhatsApp, and all other ways. And in addition, this training will be recorded, and so everyone, it'll be broadcasted and it will be broadcasted, so it'll be from 7:30 till 8, and we'll do the maximum to be in this because it's all up to us.
You will do this here?
Yeah.
So I can watch it. Fine. And in regard to other, should someone else say something about the Congress? Yeah?
How, you're saying, it's so foolish that we didn't learn from the Holocaust or from something else. Can we really learn from it and drive conclusions about our connections?
This is what you can learn from our material. Where else are you? Is it explained to you that everything depends on the connection between people? What do you see such a thing? Go tell someone on the outside. He'll tell you, what's a connection? We have to be strong. We have to have a strong army. We have to educate our kids correctly so they will be resistant to all this poison and hatred. No one thinks that it's about that connection specifically is a salvation. Not only salvation, because by this we don't correct ourselves, we correct there. At the source of the hatred, in them, we correct them. No one thinks that way because no one is even dreaming about this general system. that we are capable of determining the whole order of humanity, that we can rearrange it. No one even thinks that there is a connection between the blows that the world is suffering, these crises that are now going to happen everywhere, and the hatred to Israel. No one knows about it. What? Are we doing this? But we can see that we are being blamed for it automatically. Automatically, whenever something happens, it's our fault. And it's instinctive. You can see. Uh-huh. That's because of the Jews. Why? What's the connection? Find at least one of them. One connection. No, it's because of them. So we have to explain to the Jews themselves what is the connection, and in general also to the nations of the world. But again, I'm saying this is not treatment, because in every treatment you have something that accompanies it. The main treatment is for us to be connected and bestow upon them through the inner channels of nature. And they will begin to connect, and then they will feel, oh, this is coming from Israel. Yes.
Usually, people look for proof. Do we have some way to...
No proof. Proof is only if you begin to work. Then they will feel that this is how it works. They will just feel that this is how it works. Oh, now the Jews started doing something right. And previously they did something wrong. We were right. We were correct. And now we see that they are doing good. Meaning, they will know that in the past they were right. You see, we were right. And now we're also right, that you're doing good.
Maybe we can make an effort to show how destructive the mechanism of the ego is.
I'm telling you, what's most effective, 99.9%, is what you do with the friends, with the intention that you want to bestow this into humanity. And maybe 0.01% is our advertisement and all those things we do. I have no hope for them at all, except for one simple hope. We will be hated even more, especially we, Bnei Baruch.
You're saying every time something happens and there's a response, so maybe we can show the correlation.
They will not see anything because they're not in the same system. For you, because you heard about it several times, so you have a connection between them. They have no connection between them. They see no connection between them. You can say, why not? They see that we're to blame for everything, so there is a connection. We're bad, so they feel bad, right? There is a connection. But it's not the same way as saying that the connection between us influences the connection between them. Not in this way are we activating them, operating them. They think we're operating them adversely. We are operating them adversely, unconsciously, inadvertently, because we are separated from each other every single day. When you see how stubborn we are, how obstinate, and we are spreading around and dispersing and don't want to be connected among us. And today they will probably register a few more parties toward the general elections, and there will be more conflicts and trials and the prime minister and everyone. It is all detrimental to the world. The farther away we are from each other, the worse off the world becomes, and it comes back to us with hatred toward us. Try to write an article that explains this to the Jews. Let's stop this internal quarreling, because this is the only thing that can save us from the world, from the world's hatred toward us. You will feel that the world hates us so much that it forces our neighbors to attack us, and the world will help them jump on us. It'll give them everything. I don't even want to talk about what will happen in America. Not really. Yes.
In a few days, we have the big congress. Three full evenings that you can invite anyone to. The friends are really preparing content that's intended for women, for seekers, for really, it suits everyone. And I want to ask about the opportunity that we have as a society. On the one hand, you're saying that it's all up to us. We have to connect, and through these underground pipes, it'll reach everyone. On the other hand, we have the Congress where we meet physically, so we have both of these opportunities. How can we as a society prepare ourselves in the best possible way until the Congress in order to combine these two things in the best way? Our connection, and to give something real to all those people that'll come.
And that, too, I also want to say, the more we connect, the more people will be drawn to us. The more we connect, so more people will come and will register to the convention and will come. That's number one. Number two, we do have to advertise it more and more and more. Advertisement doesn't work on a one-time thing.
We're advertising everywhere, and we're also inviting the friends to join, help us advertise in every possible way, to turn to the organizers. I want to ask, how is this connection between us expressed? Is there something we should put an emphasis on?
Currently, we are in a very important situation. The world is facing many grave situations, that's to put it mildly. So we have to be ready for it and prepare the cure for the blow. Our connection should be the cure for all the blows that the world is experiencing. And it'll be everywhere. Everywhere in the world where something is wrong, up to the biggest problems, which could be something like the hurricanes that happen in all kinds of places, or whatever. So in all those things, we can intervene through the connection between us and calm things down, physical and spiritual and human. That's it. The solution is the same for all. Yes, Chaim.
Rav, we know that the morning lesson is our central place for connection. If there is like 1, 2, 3 things that we can do, how can we improve our intention during the lesson?
You need to work on this. I don't know what to say. You need to work on this. I have nothing more to add. Nothing more to add. But you need to feel the responsibility. And then the concern in your hearts will work this way. And let's think of our friends, about our friend from the Moscow group and other friends throughout our Kli. New York, you want to ask something? No, fine. So take off the question mark. So today we will have a long evening. We will convene together and continue. That's it. Yes, Niv.
Announcements. The World Yeshivat Kaverim this evening, 6:45. We're inviting all of our friends from the World Kli to join together on our Yeshivat Kaverim. Thank you.
and have a great everything. And the Kabbalah Lam College is happy to invite you to an introductory lecture in Kfos, in the city of Kfos Saba, 28th of January. For the details, contact us. And the World Kabbalah Convention Connecting to the Good Life. You're all invited to the World Kabbalah Convention from the 19th to the 21st of February in Tel Aviv. The early bird registration ends on the 31st. For the details, contact us. Have a great day and a great night.
Everything's gonna be alright. The sun will shine. La'or shechoder achshav el haneshama. Vienen y puertas no cerrarán. Por eso, amigo, debes aguantar.
Я знаю, что есть свет.
Но без твоего света нет.
להמשיך קדימה, לא להביט לאחור. Adelante, adelante. Nuevo día brillará.
There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already had gone.
Bechol makom, bechol katze, nargish et ha'am ha'chaim.
Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
להמשיך קדימה.
Adelante, adelante, con fuego en tus ojos ya.
Yeah, keep moving, keep moving, until the sun will rise.
Sun will rise.
Где граница света и тень?
להמשיך קדימה, ישר.